Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and read by Lin Xiaowen.
Confucius Wisdom. Part 2. Leadership and Training. Make others and yourself successful. Chapter 21. A Perfect Superior-Subordinate Relationship. A superior should respect his subordinate, and a subordinate be loyal to his superior. The Analects is a precious guide for managing a company or governing a country. Confucius' views on principles for superior-subordinate relationships are extremely wise and far-sighted. They can help a leader and an ordinary person to run a country, company, or household well. I worked together in Taiwan with three leaders, Sun Yunxuan, Kok Ting Li, and Wai Ti Cha, who implemented Confucian values all their lives and played the roles of superior and subordinate to perfection. They were living examples of the wisdom of Confucius. The following are a couple of incidents which illustrate my point. In 1968, the former Taiwan leader Chiang Ching-kuo asked Wai Ti Chao to do preparatory work to build a steel plant. Wai Ti Chao recommended to Mr. Chiang that the organization standard and structure for Taiwan companies were not appropriate for this project. If the organization standard and structure were not changed, Wai Ti Chao said he would not take on the project, and he actually did stop working on it. Mr. Chiang was left with no choice but to agree, and the organization standard and structure used for the company, that is, Taiwan's China Steel Corporation, was indeed different from other Taiwan enterprises. If the normal organization and standard structure had been used, it would have been difficult to compete internationally and would have been a waste of resources. In retrospect, Wai Ti Chao was right. But if Mr. Chiang had not been willing to listen to straight talks, to respect experts, it is unlikely that Taiwan's China Steel today would be an internationally famous company. Confucius said, "A great minister serves his prince according to what is right, and resigns when his prince does not accept his advice." Wai Ti Chao set up Taiwan's China Steel in the most difficult circumstances, but it has had an outstanding record in terms of efficiency, profit, and competitiveness. These achievements, and the fact that notwithstanding some change of leadership, it has maintained a respectable level of competitiveness, must be attributed to the culture and systems set up by its founder, Wai Ti Chao. When Wai Ti Chao left Taiwan's China Steel, although he held the position of advisor, he never interfered in the running of the company. It was only many years later when he saw there was a sudden change in the business environment that he himself proposed the against Chao policy, calling for Taiwan's China Steel to reinvent itself. Don't be tied to established practices. Be creative. Change. What a leader says will not necessarily be correct forever. When I worked in the productivity center, I suggested that the authorities promote a quality program in Taiwan. The overall aims of the program were to upgrade Taiwan products, promote their international image, and enable Taiwan companies to compete more effectively in international markets. At the time, I felt that Mr. Sun, who had to resign his post due to a stroke, was the best spokesperson for this program. When I went to visit him at his residence, he said, "If you need me to do anything, just say the word." This is the hallmark of a leader. He treats the people's concerns as his own, as if Taiwan was his responsibility. "Just ask me and I'll do whatever I can." As his junior, how could I not be moved? How could I not do my utmost? Duke Ding asked, how should a prince treat his ministers? How should ministers treat their prince? Confucius replied, a prince should respect his ministers, and his ministers serve him loyally. It is even more important for those holding high office to refine themselves, be clean and firm. They have to avoid being tempted by their position or power, but instead use the power and resources at their disposal most effectively to achieve the best result for the society and people as a whole. At the beginning of the 1980s, Taiwan's motor car industry was still in its early stages. The authorities wanted to assist it in developing. They initially decided to enter a joint venture with Toyota to establish a plant to produce 300,000 cars per year. During the first 5 years, the president of the company was to be someone from Toyota and the vice president, a Taiwan person. I was selected to be the vice president. At the time, Mr. Chang placed great emphasis on this project, considering it even more important than the 10 major construction projects and something that could not be allowed to fail. There was a condition for the joint venture. In order to expand more rapidly, the authorities sought agreement from Toyota that of the annual production of 300,000 cars, half would be exported. On carefully reviewing the cooperation agreement signed by Toyota and Taiwan's China Steel, I found a number of problems. Our aim was to lift the standard of the parts and machinery industries, but Toyota expressed the view that whether or not a parts industry was successful would determine whether a motor car plant was successful. Taiwan should therefore provide special assistance to the parts industry. There was a difference of opinion on this point. Development of the parts industry was our goal, but Toyota saw the parts industry as a means to an end. Apart from this, the media was playing up the different statements from Toyota and the authorities in relation to exporting 150,000 cars. Toyota saying that it had never agreed to this, and the authorities promised that half of the production would be exported. This resulted in a political storm, and the seriousness of this problem made a deep impression on me. One day, Toyota told me to have a look at the letter it had written to our side. The letter was written in English. Although it did not say no, it only undertook to make best efforts. However, this had been translated as saying that Toyota agreed to export 150,000 vehicles. What we had was a difference in nature. Japanese never directly saying no, but instead find a tactful way of declining. I immediately informed Mr. Chow that the Japanese had not said that they had agreed to export 150,000 vehicles. By that time, Taiwan's economic authority had already formally confirmed the export of 150,000 vehicles. The fact that the Japanese had not actually agreed was a real threat to Mr. Chow's career and caused him to rack his brains as to what to do. One day he asked me, "Don't take my political fortunes into account. In your expert opinion, should we proceed with the car plant?" I replied, "From the perspective of upgrading industry, we should. However, the authorities should tell the people that it was not possible for a plant making 300,000 vehicles to export half of them." I also said that I would not be the vice president. My view was that the authorities should not deceive the people, and therefore the joint venture should not proceed. Mr. Zhao, looking somewhat worried, asked, "Well, what about our machinery industry?" I said, "We can develop the auto parts industry." Consequently, Mr. Zhao very quickly decided to give up the car plant so supported by Mr. Chang and focus instead on auto parts. This was the reason for the subsequent rise of the auto parts industry in Taiwan, and the export value of auto parts far exceeded the benefits from production of 300,000 cars. Zilu asked about serving a prince. Confucius replied, "Do not deceive him. Be open if you have a different view." When we look back on this incident, it does show that you can only make the right decision by facing reality, acting selflessly, and not being afraid of upsetting those in power. These three leaders, whom I respect so much, combined Confucian thought and Western technology in leading the people of Taiwan to create the Taiwan economic miracle and a strong basis for Taiwan. They show that the analytics is a precious guide for running a business.
The book you just heard is Confucius Wisdom, Learn to be a World-Class Leader, which was written by Dr. Caspar Shi, translated by Paul Hayden, and published by China's Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press.